Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Steve, and today we have Chris, Sharpie, and Lauren. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
I find it very odd that I can't say howdy, Lisa. So
I know. Hi, Steve. And so Lisa is at Universal Studios.
Don't tell the mouse.
I know. She's there learning about all the new, there's a new resort, and they're expanding Cabana Bay to 400 rooms, and they're building a new convention resort, and they're building a new water park and two new rides. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
You sound like an old man.
And I and I got the cold. We're just passing it around, so.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Universal's about to raise their price?
Of course they
annual
are.
Annual passes by $100.
Well, yes, we will get
it. Of course they are.
We can get into that as well. So today we're going to talk about Disney World, Disneyland, and the annual pass prices and the new tiered system that they have out. And like Lauren was hitting to, yes, the prices have gone up. And then we also want to talk about Tables in Wonderland, which is their discount dining card, which used to be an amazing deal. And we'll discuss if we think that's still a great deal or not and what's changing with that. So
are we going to talk about the anniversary of your birth?
Oh, yes.
Just because you pick on everyone else so badly.
Yeah, and then I have a birthday in a couple days, I think. Yeah, so it'll have passed by the time this podcast comes out. Yes.
There will be plenty of stuff up on the Mouse Chat page. I'm already making pictures.
So nice. Yeah, so
by the sword, died by the sword.
In tribute of your fetal anniversary, Steve. Happy birthday. Yes,
thank
that
you.
Day your mother was like, ugh, finally.
Yes. Yeah, so we have a lot of great stuff planned while Lisa's away on our Mouse Chat show. So Disney annual passes, I'll kick it off, and then we can Chris is gonna get into the prices and what the different tiers are. But you know, every year or twice a year, they seem to raise ticket prices and annual pass prices. And it looks like they did it again. Some of the reasons we think are kind of obvious, which are the crowd levels, but do we think that's worth it or not to reduce crowd levels? All right. So also there's a post on Twitter from @BrianOCA. So his thing is, I think the 2016 is the year I'm going to skip my annual pass renewal. And then he posted everything that you could get for the new price of the annual pass. So it's the equivalent of approximately 7 Legoland annual passes or 6 SeaWorld annual passes or a nice flat screen TV or a little bit less than a new iMac or a 2-year subscription to Netflix, Hulu Plus, Amazon Prime, and HBO. And then, or approximately 120 plus movie tickets for the same price. The other thing that people are saying as you're thinking about this is, you know, they're doing this, especially for Disneyland, they're doing this as a lot of the things in the park at Disneyland are going down because they're doing Star Wars, and the same thing for Hollywood Studios. They're taking a lot of things out of the mix.
I mean, let's just be honest. Practically everything in Hollywood Studios is closed. It went from a half-day park to
an hour.
Maybe a little in the morning and maybe a little at night with some pool time in between.
Yes.
But it's, I honestly cannot believe that they're not reducing the ticket price for that park with so much down and so little temporary attraction added. It's kind of greedy in my opinion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say for Hollywood Studios, I have to agree, but for World, you have other parks.
Right.
So I would just say, you know, it's the same thing that happened to California Adventure. You've got like a 5-year constant walls. We're going to redo this whole park. So you kind of have to deal with it while they go through it. But at least at World, it's, you know, one of 4 parks. What were you saying, Chris?
Well, I think that a lot of this stems from Disneyland. At Disneyland, their pass holders are such a major influence in that park, and they're always there. And everybody knows that pass holders don't visit the parks like regular people. They don't care about Memory Maker, which we'll get to in a second. They don't care about, they don't buy souvenirs. They're not going in there and buying all your plastic tchotchkes. They're going, they're hanging out for a few hours and they're leaving. But they are increasing the, you know, the traffic at the park, which is a problem. And so, but it's, I think, less of an issue in World, but a lot of times when things happen at Disneyland, it trickles down to World. For example, changing the policy on allowing young kids unattended in the parks. It really was an issue in Disneyland. It wasn't an issue in Disney World, but they changed it in both parks because you had these locals in Disneyland dropping their kids off, letting them spend the day, kind of like Lauren's kids do at Six Flags. You know, it was just the way things are done out there. And I think it trickled down to World. And I think this may be the case in World. You know, we're kind of getting the effects of it over on the East Coast when it's more of a West Coast issue.
And when you look at the numbers, though, when you look at a 5-day park hopper, which is probably what your average person purchases, is $403. Your price of an annual pass, if you go twice, you've paid for your annual pass.
Right.
If you go twice and you purchase 2 5-day park hoppers, it used to be if you purchased the annual pass, it was like you would actually save about $100. Now,
yeah,
you're breaking even, almost exactly breaking even.
Right.
So it's like the equivalent of going like to a little over like 11 days.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to go and you're going to spend 5 days each time you go and you're going to go more than 2 times, then it's totally worth doing the annual pass. I think that was a huge jump in price.
It's a huge jump in price. Like this year, I'm basically getting the same thing. My annual pass will cost the same as it did last year, except now I have blackout days.
Right. Well, you're
when I get a memory maker.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. They're basically forcing you to purchase a memory maker. That $100 is your memory maker.
And how brilliant is it that they're forcing you to purchase a memory maker, which is a thing that costs them nothing, which is the same thing they did when they did free dining in the fall. They gave, you know, free dining happened. All of my clients but one got free dining. They were ecstatic, but they had to get a hopper. Well, half of my clients didn't have a hopper. And so they gave you something. They could say, well, you're getting a hopper with this. But, you know, if you don't want it, what's the point? And if it doesn't cost Disney anything, it's a brilliant move.
Well, and on top of that, when they did that with the free dining, the worst part about that was most of the people had already planned what they were doing, what park they were doing. Now they're forced to get the park hopper option. They're already inside the 6 months where their dining was booked, so they're locked in. Mm-hmm. So they can't even use that park hopper.
That's a good point, yeah.
But they got free dining out of it, right?
Well, they paid another $250 to $300, but yeah, they got free dining for it.
Right, because
I was being facetious.
The average family spent just under $300.
If you're going to do that and put a forced thing like that in, I really think that they should do it before the six-month mark. If you're going to force people to book dining at 180 days, and then you're going to force them to add something that's going to change the dynamics of their trip when they're there, you need to give them all the facts.
Okay. I do have to say, you know, and it's a huge jump. I don't take it, like, I think you have two schools of thought. You know, you have people who sort of look at it as this is capitalism, they're making money. And then you have people who take it really personally. You know, you always hear the Walt would be rolling over in his grave. No, Walt would be giving them a high five because Walt believed in making money. And I think it's important not to lose.
But Walt also believed in the family experience.
Well, but the family experience, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
There is nobody that can afford a family of four trying to purchase an annual pass.
Yes, but
is paying almost $3,000.
Yes, yeah,
when you look at it, though, it truly is a luxury item.
It is. It's not.
That's how you have to look at
it. The family experience wasn't in Walt's eyes that the family can go to the park on a wonderful vacation 365 days out of the year and all have a pass to get in every day of the year. It was to go like once a year or twice a year. So that experience, if you save and this is what you want to do, like the one guy put it, you know, you can go to 120 movies. You can go to a movie twice a week for an annual pass, or you could go to, I don't know, you know, they take the family to a handful of movies for the year, or put that money into an account for a couple of years and then go to Disney World or Disneyland.
Or you could feed your family.
Yeah. But you know what? It is a luxury thing. And Disneyland, Steve's right, was never a park that was designed for people to go to every day. Disneyland was a, hey, this is our weekly vacation. We're going in November. This is the one time we're going to do it. We might do it every 5 years, whatever. It's turned into more of a kind of, you know, for pass holders, and I have a pass, and I'll have a pass again. I'm not going to not buy it. You know, for people like us, we kind of go, we hang out, we go a lot, but we're not really adding anything to Disney's bottom line. You know, so I can see why they're not.
Oh, I disagree. I think we give Disney a lot.
Well,
see,
yeah.
I think I don't go into the parks and buy anything. I've started eating off property.
But I think we do more because we don't. Your average like Disney fan who gets an annual pass who lives in Orlando probably goes and like a local at Disneyland, and they go and they go for a couple hours and don't buy much and go home. But we actually travel 8 hours or more and make it a vacation. We just do it more than once a year, so we don't maybe get the photos or whatever, but we still eat and we still.
Oh, I will be getting every photo.
Well, you will get now.
Every photo.
Lauren is maximizing the potential of the freeze.
When they send me an email saying, your Walt Disney World Resort photos are now available online, I'm like, ugh. Just because, you know what? My hair doesn't look bad enough in the parks. You want me to see it sticking straight up on a ride? I don't even care. I could care less.
All right.
Well, real quick, too, with the annual pass. I mean, here's the worst part. I was on with Disney not 3 days ago, and I purchased, and because you can't do it online, I purchased a 10-day park hopper for me so that I could upgrade it when I get down there. So I'm on the phone with this cast member. I'm telling her my plan. I'm telling her I'm going to upgrade it, blah, 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 blah. Nothing.
Well, they
don't know.
No heads up.
Yeah, they don't know.
Nobody said, you know, you might want to buy that today. Wink, wink, nothing.
Well, they, you know? Yeah, they don't know. I mean, they're just making their $8 to $10 an hour.
And they don't,
those poor people don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a week out from purchasing.
Yeah. My kids run out in November, and it's going to be painful.
Now, yeah. Sharpie,
you know
what do you think?
What would make
it
a little easier is if they extended the payment plan, because you know, if you're a Florida resident, you get a payment plan.
Yeah, that would be
awesome, because Universal has that, and we don't take advantage of it because their annual passes over there are such a good deal. But yes, I said it.
They are.
Their annual passes are a good deal.
They're a third of the price.
They're less than that for me because they'll give Georgia residents a Florida rate. So
now,
but
Sharpie, what's your opinion on annual pass going up?
As usual, and I always say this about Disney, is they are pricing themselves to attract the clientele that they want at the parks. They have priced this and they have positioned this toward folks who are going to eat on property, folks who are going to spend more than your average guest in terms of stuff, not necessarily souvenirs, but whenever you look at what they're doing at Disney Springs, they're bringing in higher end retailers. They are gearing Disney up, well, the Walt Disney World Resort anyway. They're gearing it up for a higher end clientele and your once in a lifetime trip folks, and that's especially whenever you look at the economy of Disneyland. They are trying to attract fewer but higher spending guests.
So the crowd levels aren't so high.
Crowd levels aren't high, but their revenue doesn't dip. So, I mean, especially as they are looking toward expansion at Disneyland, they're looking to make it more of a multi-day vacation destination, more so than it is currently, because most people don't go to Disneyland and stay for an entire week like they do Walt Disney World.
Right.
But so whenever you look at the clientele, they are pricing themselves into a different price bracket. Is that fair? I honestly don't think so. Whenever you look at what's going on at Walt Disney World, you've got a monorail system that has aged beyond belief, very unreliable. You've got bus systems that make 20, 30 minute waits to go anywhere.
Those buses are not that bad.
I'm telling you, the last few times we have been, the bus transportation has been absolutely terrible. Wait 20 minutes on a bus. You're on the bus for 30 minutes to get somewhere, and then you're waiting to get back another 20 minutes, and you're waiting another 30 minutes in the right direction. Multiple deluxe resorts sharing buses. So by the time you do by the time you do all of those stops, especially whenever you link up the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, and the Contemporary, that bus loop alone turns into 30, 35 minutes plus your destination. I really get aggravated when I think about what Disney is doing to cut corners in not so subtle ways on the back end, and then changing things to become more profitable. I'm not against Disney becoming profitable. They are a publicly traded company. They have stockholders to answer to. However, what they have to really look at is who they're trying to attract, because they're going to end up pricing themselves out of the fan base market. So I mean, and that's really where Disney has to take a long, hard look at who their biggest fans are and how often they want them in the parks.
See, I don't even have a problem with this at all. Like, I obviously don't want to spend more money, but I've always, whenever someone complains about Disney, I always say, it's their ball, suck it up. And it is, you know, they make the rules, and you can respond by just not going. You could go to, you know, I don't know, Six Flags, or you could go to Universal or whatever. I mean, like, I don't like it, but I don't really, you know, it is what it is. And I actually think that I'm getting quality out of my trip. I don't have as many issues as you do.
Debate that. I think it is a good vacation experience. I just think that if they're going to charge a premium price, they had darn well better sure they're providing a premium product.
Well, I don't think most people think they're not. I think they are providing a premium. Is a $100 jump for an annual pass ridiculous? Yeah, it's very high. But I think that, you know, people are going to pay it. People will pay it. And, you know, as much as I'm complaining about it, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do it. You know, I mean, whatever. So the interesting thing is, and we haven't talked about this yet, is how they've tiered annual passes.
Yeah. Can you go over what the new prices are and what the tiers are?
Yes, I will. Okay. So there's a couple different, right now, of course, you could get that Disneyland Disney World pass. It's gone up $340. I actually have one of those right now. You will never see me. I think mine expires January 20th. You won't see me with one of those again, just so you know.
Yeah, it was a once in a lifetime thing for me.
It totally was. And well, I had it a couple years in a row and I loved having it, but at $1,400, it will never happen again. Just never. It's a non-issue. You get a platinum pass. That's the first Disney World only one, and that is entry to all the theme parks, water parks, and ESPN. Woo! The golf course at Oak Trail, and you get a photo pass, as we mentioned, plus free parking, which you got before, and that's $189 for a new one, $705 for a renewal, and $729 for a Florida resident if it's new, or $619 for a renewal. So that's pretty steep. That's a couple $100 more than what you're paying right now.
And it's also important to note.
I'm sorry, that's about $100 more.
They're keeping the DVC annual pass discount, which had been debated whether it would stay around or not, but it is.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. I mean, you know what? We pay a lot of money to have DVC, and my points are, you know, my dues really pain me every year. Yeah, I'm glad they're keeping that. The Platinum Pass, which just cuts out the golf, which I don't think most people care about, and ESPN, but still keeps, you know, the photo pass and the parking and the entry to the parks. $749 new, $635 renewal, Florida residents, $649 new, or DVC, that's Florida resident and DVC are all going to be the same, or $649 for a renewal. A gold pass, this is kind of interesting.
Hold on. So the first one, the premium pass, is $619 for Florida resident or DVC renewal. And then you get the lower grade pass for $30 more.
Oh my gosh, you're right, Steve. That could be a error.
So maybe those prices are in that chart are flipped.
Yeah, those prices might be.
But anyways, it's anywhere from.
Oh,
like,
you know what? I bet it's $719 for that premium. That's an error.
Okay.
So, yeah, makes sense because there's a $10 difference on these renewals, but we don't even need to worry about that.
Okay.
We will carry on. Okay. Yes. I thought the gold pass was the most interesting. The gold one actually is available to Florida residents or DVC owners, and that's $549 for a new one or $429 for a renewal, plus tax. This is all plus tax. That gives you entry into all parks, but you've got blackout dates. And off the top of my head, because we don't have them right in front of me, but it was, I think, December 17th through the 1st of January.
Yeah, major holidays.
Right. And, well, no. Not all your major holidays. Just Christmas and New Year's and then Easter break. So if you're going, there's about a 10-day period right around Easter where it's blacked out. There's no blackouts in the summer, so you're fine for that. So it's not a terrible deal. I don't think most of us pass holders go during this time, but I think it's kind of interesting that if you're a DVC owner, now if you have this annual pass, you're not going during Christmas anymore. So that's kind of an interesting, like,
yeah, because you've been blacked out
of that.
Yeah, so
unless you get the premium.
Yes.
Unless you get the premium, which is, you know, it's $100 more or so.
Yeah. Which, whenever you think, if you want to go at Christmas, when you think about buying tickets, it's definitely worth it just to upgrade.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we have an agent who is in just this position. She said, you know, hey, my blackout dates are during my trip. And so she was like, what am I going to do? And she's like, do I have to buy a 3-day ticket? Well, when you think about it, no, you just pay the $100 more for the better pass. There's also a silver pass that's available. And that's just Florida residents. And it's got a few more, it's got the same blackout dates, but it doesn't have the photo pass. Yay. And then of course there's a weekday select, which they used to have that a long time ago. Steve, you remember the like Epcot after 4 and that kind of thing?
Oh yeah.
So for about
$250, I like that. I actually think that's a pretty cool idea.
Right. Epcot after 4 is nice for Florida residents. It's $249 and, weekday entry into the theme park is $259 for Florida residents. So they have some different options for Florida residents, which are kind of similar to what they have out in Disneyland. And one of those you can do if you're a DVC owner. So.
All right. We're going to move on to Tables in Wonderland. So
Grr.
I know. And Lauren's going to take us through Tables in Wonderland. I've had the card in the past many years ago.
Now you just use mine.
And then Chris got it. And it was an awesome deal when I got it many years ago. And it had a DVC discount, so you could get it for a little cheaper, or Florida resident discount, or annual pass as well. So, Lauren, what's happening with the new Tables in Wonderland?
So, Tables in Wonderland just went through a price increase as well. And their price went from $100 for a year to $150 to a year, which basically brought the price up by 50%. That's for annual and season pass holders and DVC members. Florida residents, it's $175. It's almost not worth it to me at this point. They've taken a lot out of it. You know, when I first started getting tables, which was only 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it was $75.
So what do you get?
Doubled since then.
So what comes with the Tables in Wonderland? What do you get?
So with Tables in Wonderland, the benefits are 20% off on food and beverage, and that does include alcohol at select Disney World Resort and Park restaurants. And it does apply to quick service locations. And it's valid for a party of up to 10 guests.
No, it does not apply to quick service, right? Or am I incorrect?
Well,
so it is on some quick service locations. Yeah. They're only in the resorts and not all resorts.
The only resorts that have it are resorts that don't also have a table service. So Art of Animation, for example.
Right. Okay. Movies, pop.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the ones that have the sit downs don't have have it on quick service.
Okay.
But you know, it used to be on Victoria and Albert's. They took it off of that.
And that's also another benefit of having a Disneyland, of being a Disneyland pass holder, are the food discounts.
Yes.
Right. It's a huge benefit.
I mean, even the food carts there do a discount.
And they ask every single person that checks you out asks if you're a annual pass holder.
Yep.
Yeah. That is a nice.
And why that isn't a benefit of Walt Disney World?
Well, it's not, because they cater to Brazilians and international tourists, and they don't cater to the local market at Disney World at all.
Yeah, they're trying to entice Disneyland. I think is trying to entice more people to eat in the park.
That's a really good point, because you have to figure, you know, if I'm a pass holder and I live 15 miles away, maybe I'm not going to eat there. But if I get 20% off, maybe I will.
Right. So. It might entice you enough. I mean, it's nice that it's on true. The alcohol.
Yes.
They also do give you complimentary resort valet and theme park parking for dining purposes, which I think is interesting, because I don't know how you would even.
Yeah, you have to show them your receipt. So you can't. You have to actually go get your receipt and then give them the receipt when you leave, and then they'll not charge you.
It's not a burden at all to do that. I mean, it's pretty easy, just like Steve said, and that is a nice benefit of it. We did the numbers. I think it was Lauren and I, or maybe me and one of the other agents did the numbers, and we figured out you had to spend $750 to break even on your bill. And that's not including taxes. And then keep in mind, you're tipping at 18%, which is fine. I usually tip at 20, so it's a non-issue, because, you know, you're getting 20% off your food. It's an automatic 18% gratuity.
You're basically getting your tip for free.
Right. So you're getting your tip for free, which is nice. But, I think
that's a lot. So you have to spend over $750 in food just to cover the cost.
Which you can do, because if you think about it, like, say
you're going with a family, you can do that one trip.
You can do it you can do it in one trip pretty easily, because food is so expensive. Although you have to keep in mind, you're not doing it on quick service. So, are you eating
at Art of Animation or someplace where you're going to be eating?
Right.
Because it does add up. I mean, you know, I've been able to use it in quick service locations for breakfast. And when I'm feeding my whole family, and it's I'm saving $6 a meal for breakfast.
We had that happen last month when we were there. Like, I will say, incidentally, it's kind of ironic. It used to be you'd try to use your Tables of Wonderland at Art of Animation. They have to get a manager every single time. The last trip, it actually worked consistently. I was really happy, but it is a nice savings. But $750 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and I don't know that we eat that much table service on a 5-day trip. I'm positive we don't.
When you look at what used to be covered under tables and what's now covered under tables, there's a lot less options.
Oh yeah, we were completely bummed when we got there on Thanksgiving, because we would have done the dining plan, but we had tables, and I'm like, oh, let's not add the dining plan. We have tables, and then of course it was blacked out for most of the week.
Right, and that's another new thing that they did last year. They put the blackout dates in.
No warning, just, hey, here's
the
deal.
Yeah, that was effective, starting tomorrow. Suck it up, Buttercup. It's August 1st. Let's do this.
Yeah, it was really not great. And because I remember, because we were going to Victoria and Albert's a week after it. darn.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what I mean by Disney doesn't tell you and give you, if they expect you to plan everything in advance.
Yeah.
But they give you information to make judgment calls like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe somebody was planning on using tables. Maybe now it's not worth it to them. But now they can't get the dining plan under the promotion they wanted, because that's already gone. So now,
or they bought Tables in Wonderland in anticipation, and then it changed. You know, so
right.
I mean, it does kind of, it does, it totally stinks. But again. I don't know. I think we have to be careful to be, you know, it can't be so critical because, I mean, for most people, this isn't going to affect them. Tables in Wonderland, annual passes, are really luxury items in what is already a luxury experience for most people. It's expensive to go to Disney. I cringe every time I quote Pop Century for a family of four with the basics, and it comes in at $3,000. It's a lot of money. And so I don't think this affects most people. And I think Disney realizes it doesn't affect most people, especially at Disney World, which is where they're least concerned about annual pass holders.
Yeah, because, I mean, we got Tables in Wonderland. We were bringing a large group to Disney World, so we got it. And at the time, there were no blackout dates, so and all pretty much every restaurant was on the list. And since then, like Lauren and Chris were saying, the restaurant list has dwindled down a little. There's some blackout dates in there that, of course, we got messed up on. And then, of course, some of the restaurants we picked were no longer taking tables. And it, just so you know, it allows 10 people on the check under one form of payment. So if you have 10 people, you can all take the benefit of the Tables in Wonderland card, or you can add an additional one for $50, and then your spouse or partner can have an additional card for $50 and add another 10 people.
Well, that was really politically correct, Steve.
Yeah. Yes. And that price didn't go up. That $50 price has been the same.
Yeah. So you could do 10 at the table. You just have to make sure you pay back. What happens is usually the poor person with the Tables in Wonderland card, everyone says, oh, I'll pay you back. And then they put it on their credit card, and then they never get paid back. So
you end up losing even more money in the end.
Yes.
That's why I recommend you never buy the Tables in Wonderland.
No, or handle it like me, and I say, if you want to use my Tables in Wonderland, bring cash to dinner with you.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's how I handle it. And I've never had a problem since I started doing that.
Well, and I usually just, I think in the times past, I've just given it to Steve, right? And Steve's kind of, and Lisa's done all the math. Bless her heart.
But Steve and Lisa, that's different. But when you're going, like we go sometimes with large groups of people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to deal with that. And half the time, I might get screwed then.
Right. And I've had it happen, you know, and it's kind of awkward. You're kind of like, oh, okay.
Chris and I are usually like, don't tell them we have tables.
I know. It's so true. Come on. We're going to eat with a bunch of people in like 2 weeks, Lauren. Don't tell our secrets.
Yes.
All right. Incidentally, I will have Tables in Wonderland. If you're coming, bring cash.
That's so. Right.
I'll be on the dining plate.
Bring lots of cash in the right amount.
Yes.
Don't bring
but yeah,
20s.
I mean, I like having it. I just renewed mine in June, I think it was.
Lucky devil.
I know. So I, you know, have.
November 30th, I got to make the call.
Yeah. I'll probably renew it. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I always feel like this idiot. You know, I'm sort of like walking into Disney.
Well, it's like, it all comes down to the math. If you're going to spend more than $750 a year on food, then
I'm going to spend that next week, then
get the card. If you're not, then don't get the card.
But you're doing the dining plan.
Well, then if you're going to do the dining plan, then
I won't use it next week.
Then
at
you
all,
won't use
except
it.
Except for breakfast.
Can I tell everyone, have we exhausted this? Because I have an awesome tip.
Yes.
Okay.
Bring on
so,
the tips.
Oh, what's that? Put it on the tips.
I said, okay. Bring on the tips.
All right, so here's my awesome tip that I just learned, and I think maybe y'all know this, but I didn't know this. So I found out that you can use a quick service credit for three, and we all knew we could use three snack credits, right? But it also works at Food and Wine. So you take your quick service credit, you change it into three snack credits, and the only catch is that you have to use it all at the same booth. So I can eat three of those shrimp tacos.
Nice.
So Lauren, you have to try that and let us know. It's three credits.
Tell them at the same booth, I want to use one quick service for three snacks.
Yes.
So you can get like a wine, a main, and a dessert at that.
No,
tasting
you can't
booth.
Get any alcohol. That's the only.
No,
downside.
But I could use my Tables in Wonderland card to get
you
a
could.
Discount on alcohol.
Does Tables in Wonderland work at those booths?
I don't know. It works at Epcot.
Yeah, it does. But at the food booths, you know, because we knew, like I said, you know, you knew that you could use your quick service credit for snacks, But I did not know that they worked at the
That's a good idea.
At the booth.
So I will actually get to use. I will actually get to use it for even when I'm in restaurants because I can use it for the alcohol.
Yes. Yes,
so
you may.
If I'm in a participating restaurant, I can get $2 off my wine.
Exactly. If you have very expensive, what is that, a $10?
Yeah, it's like $10, so I would save $2.
Yes.
See, I know nothing.
If I drink enough wine, I would get one free.
Well, you'd have to, and then you got to add in the 18%.
You're looking more for a buy one, get one sale. I just kind of hear it between the lines.
I'm not going to hold your hair when you're getting sick, okay? Just so you know. We're not in that kind of relationship.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for our annual pass Tables in Wonderland discussion. Thank you for listening to Mouse Chat. If you have comments about my voice, about the show, it's barely holding on. Go to comments at mousechat.net. Also, we like it if you guys visit us over at Facebook. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the annual price increase, Tables in Wonderland, and the other Disney news. You can also get us on iTunes, and then you can subscribe there for free and listen to us every week without having to download the shows. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week.